I've never seen this before. Mom, it has your name on it and was sitting on your kitchen table. $3 million? I whispered the last part, not wanting nosy neighbors overhearing. I suppose I thought it was junk mail. I sure get a lot of that. Certainly there's some mistake. You know I don't have that kind of money. She turned the paper over, scrutinizing the company information. And I've never heard of this company before in my life. Not even from Dad, when he worked at the insurance company? No. I found this company mentioned in the paperwork from his files, from our investigative work. It seems to be a mining holding company. Well, I never... May I? I held out my hand, wanting to see the statement again. After reading again through what appeared to be a legitimate document, I asked her one more time. You've never seen anything from this company before today? Not even thinking it was junk mail and maybe throwing it away? No, I don't think so. She shook her head adamantly. Okay, may I take this with me? I need to show it to the private investigators I'm working with. She nodded and muttered. Oh, I thought you were done with all that. Yeah, not completely, and certainly don't want this dragging us back into it. We've got to be careful, I said. My hands shook as I tucked it into my purse. We visited for another hour or more, but distractedly. I kept wondering where the statement came from out of the blue. Who sent it? Was it even legit? What if it was a ploy, somehow, to involve my mother in these thugs' illicit schemes? Somehow framing her? Implicating her in their crimes? I couldn't imagine how or why. But right now, I was skeptical and trusted no one.